From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. Missouri's employment has reached an all-time high. The State Department of Economic Development on Wednesday said non-farm payroll employment grew by over 9,000 jobs in October. That's a record high at more than 2.8 million jobs. The state gained close to 51,000 jobs in the past year. Unemployment also dropped slightly from 5.2% to 5.1%. Outgoing Governor Jay Nixon praised the employment numbers on Wednesday. He also touted Boeing Company's Tuesday announcement that the company would move 500 jobs to St. Louis County. Columbia Water and Light plans to replace two failing utility systems on Garth Avenue and Sexton Road. The sewer and storm drainage systems have caused flooding and sewer backups in that area. City of Columbia engineering specialist Tom Wellman says the pipes are at least 80 years old and that not fixing the problem now might cause problems in the future.
When any one of these things collapses, it becomes an emergency to fix it. And it's way more expensive. It's many times more expensive to fix it as an emergency.
The department encourages residents to voice their opinions on the plan. If the council approves the project, Wellman expects construction will begin in early 2018. Missouri's two U.S. senators have been named to top positions in Republican leadership and legislative committees. Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced yesterday he was re-elected vice chairman of the Senate's GOP caucus. He said Republicans want to work with GOP President-elect Donald Trump on issues such as Obamacare and vacancies on the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill was also picked to be the top Democrat on a committee that oversees the federal government and the Department of Homeland Security. McCaskill previously served as the ranking Democrat on the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, which delved into how the classified advertising website Backpage.com screens ads for possible sex trafficking. Hundreds of people gathered in Peace Park in Columbia last night for a peace walk against hate. Demonstrators walked through downtown Columbia to the Boone County Courthouse while chanting and holding signs about peace and unity. Stevens College student Audrey Lockwood organized the event.
I hope that differences can be put aside for this walk and that it can be really what we aim for it to be, as something that comes from love and peace, and that people feel able to express themselves in a supportive place.
After the walk, demonstrators sat on the courthouse steps and listened to speeches and musical performances. The speakers, representing multiple minority groups, focused on change and solidarity. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.